877-217-5757 is your Talk Louisiana number, and we bring up Dr. Emily Ventura. She's an experienced nutrition educator, a public health advocate, writer, and a cook. And after working and writing and involved in public relations in the arenas of environmental protection and food, she completed her master's at the University of Southern California, a Fulbright scholar, and her work is on display in vivid detail in Sugar Proof. And good morning to you, Dr. Ventura, joining us from Pacific Grove, California. We know sugar is a killer, but in the United States, we love our sugar. We like lots of it. We can't get enough, and our waistlines as a people show the immense effects of sugar. And you say it starts with kids. What's going on in our country?
It's so true, and thanks for having me on this morning. I also wanted to mention that I co-wrote this book with Dr. Michael Gorin, who's a professor of pediatrics at Children's Hospital Los Angeles and USC, and he's been doing this research for over 35 years. And unfortunately, we already knew about all of the associations between a high sugar diet and obesity and diabetes, but we're starting to see some more alarming and silent consequences as well, such as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Well, it's something. Go ahead. Obviously, you believe sugar is a culprit. Why?
Yes. Well, we've seen a huge increase in fructose in our food supply, and this is something, you know, due to high fructose corn syrup, but also due to the use of fruit juice concentrates and juice drinks for children. So, you know, we know, for example, toddlers who regularly drink even 100% juice have a 30% higher risk of becoming overweight over the following 2 years of their life than kids who don't. And all of this fructose that's in juice and in other products also starts to accumulate as fat in their livers. And you wouldn't know this because it's silent, but you can easily develop non-alcoholic fatty liver disease because of a high sugar diet.
Now, as kids, when I was growing up, we were thought that a glass of orange juice was really good for us. And it depends on what kind of orange juice it is, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's a great question you're asking because orange juice, you know, has a lot of vitamins in it. But what's missing is the fiber that comes with the whole fruit. And so when you drink juice, it's a very rapid delivery of sugar that the body can't easily process. And especially children's bodies are just not able to handle that. And it's processed almost entirely in the liver, the fructose in that juice. And that's what leads to the accumulation of fat. So our motto in Sugar Proof is eat fruit, don't drink it. So when you eat an orange, you know, the fiber is included with that orange, and it slows down the rate of absorption and delivery of the sugar into the body.
Emily Ventura, experienced nutrition educator. Her book, along with Michael Gorin, is Sugar Proof. And we've been told for a long time that sugar is not good. And of course, it is involved immensely in obesity, which is a big problem in our country and in our state and in this city. And is sugar the biggest culprit in our diet?
You know, I think it's so interrelated with the issue of processed foods. So 70% of processed foods have sugar in them. And even, you know, more so for kids, 80% of snacks marketed towards children. Yes, 80% of the snacks marketed toward our children have added sugar in them. So, we had the low-fat craze back in the 90s where fat was taken out of products, but it was replaced with sugar. And so I think that's really how we got into this problem.
You say with a 28-day challenge, you can change these patterns that involve health risks that begin in youth. Sometimes as few as 7 days can make a difference. How so?
Yes. So in our book, we have two different plans, and they are family challenges. It's something you can do together as a family. And one's a 7-day challenge where you go 1 week with no added sugars, just to become more aware of where all the sugars are in your pantry and in the foods, staple foods and drinks that you're used to having, and reset your palate. And the other challenge is 28 days where you go more gradual and just slowly start to reduce the amount of sugar that your family consumes. And both those options are effective in resetting habits and just becoming more aware in general.
Well, the book is Sugar Proof from Dr. Michael Gorin and Dr. Emily Ventura. They've collaborated on something that is a benefit to anybody of any age. But it usually starts in childhood. If a kid is obese, then quite likely he or she is going to be overweight as an adult. How do you change that inertia if the process is already there for somebody in their 20s or 30s or beyond?
Right. It's tough. And like you said, the things that, you know, parents do with their children even, you know, in utero, some of these fructose and things can be transmitted in utero and through breast milk and then through weaning and, you know, childhood years. So some of the habits like replacing juice drinks with water are really important. But no matter when you start, you can always make simple shifts. You know, even, you know, teenagers and, like you said, young adults can start making changes in their diets as well. And that can have a really positive impact moving forward.
Thank you, Dr. Emily Ventura. The book is Sugar Proof. It's been a pleasure. Great to talk with you.
Thank you so much. It's been great to speak with you, Jim.
From Pacific Grove, California, right on the beach, beautiful part of the country. And Emily says she's not affected by the wildfires, at least not yet. Thank God for that. Yesterday on this program, we did not note the passing of Hall of Famer Lou Brock. Southern University played for the St. Louis Cardinals, most notably after being traded in 1964 from the Chicago Cubs. But he was a Major League base stealer all time until Ricky Henderson came along. 938 stolen bases in a fabulous career of 20 years in the big league. At Southern, he had 500 as a sophomore. And this is from a guy who did not play high school baseball in El Dorado, Arkansas. As a junior, he helped the Jaguars to the 1959 NAIA National Championship. And until Lee Arthur Smith, he was the only person from a Louisiana college to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. LSU has no major leaguers who have been in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Southern has one in Lou Brock, and Northwestern State has one in Lee Smith. And congratulations to a great life for Lou Brock, who fought gallantly, diagnosed with cancer in 2017, lost a leg from diabetes, and he certainly will be missed by those who knew him. I remember the year, 1974, when he stole 118 bases. He was caught 33 times, but he set the record for a season, and that stood until Ricky Henderson stole 130. And Lou Brock remains one of the most memorable players of his age, helping the Cardinals win world titles in 64 and 67 before losing in seven games to Denny McClain, Mickey Lolich, Al Kaline, and the Detroit Tigers in the year of 1968. Today's the ninth day of September, so we are just 17 days away from the opener at LSU against Mississippi State. Looks like it'll be 25% capacity. And for those who missed it, a listener says, did he hear it right? Yes, Coach O is backing Donald Trump after backing John Bel Edwards a year ago. Coach O didn't register to vote until last year at the age of 58, but he's become somewhat of a political observer, and he likes his Donald Trump.
Makes me proud. I love President Trump. He treated us very well. We went to the White House. I think he's doing a fantastic job.
We'll see if Coach O, who went 15-0, carries some might at the ballot box. The Donald got 58% here 4 years ago, and Coach O had just gotten the LSU job. Will Donald Trump eclipse 58% on November 3rd? We'll be talking about this and more tomorrow. Until then, for Matt Doyle, signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Stay tuned.